Okay, today's daf is Menachem's daf Tes. Menachem daf Tef on this Bain Tinus Esther Lepurim day. We have a little breather. But we're up to Gufa, five lines up on the bottom, but just first to note, to mention, which I mentioned at the end of yesterday's year, quickly, a very important machlokas, Rishonim, about how far a Yisrael is allowed to go inside the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says on the on our daf, right here, Chesima Beis, the 11 Amos limit. When you walk in through Shar Nicanor on the east side of the Azara, and the Yisrael is allowed to walk the first 11 Amos, that's called the Ezras Yisrael. And then the next 11 Amos are called the Ezras Kohanim, because there's 22 Amos from the east side until the Mizbeach. 11 Amos, the Mizbeach. Rashi says that is a Dinda Oraisa, that Yisraelim are not allowed to go past there, past those 11 east Amos. So, for example, we mentioned a couple of days ago in the Mitzvah Shir, there's a conundrum how the Rambam paskins that a Yisrael is allowed to light the menorah, while he also seems to say that hadlaka osa mitzvah, they have to light it in the place where the mitzvah is supposed to be done. So the Rambam says, how could Yisrael light it? If you take it out, then he lights it. How could he take it out? Okay, that's a question. But where do you take it out to? So according to the, if it's a dinda araisa, you take it out to these 11 amos. That is what Rashi says here. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes later on, I think you have it in your volume, right? Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Os Vav. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes this halacha of Rashi, 11 amos, and he says, Veloni Hira. I don't think this is correct. Dilha lo havi ela maila midirabanan. It's a dindirabanan. Shaharei. And then he quotes three rayas that you see Yisraelim walking around all the Azara. Shaharei b'shchitas ha-pesach nismalis kol ha-azara kula anashim. Erev Pesach, the Mishnah in Pesachim describes, the whole Azara is filled with people. What, only all Bnei Yisrael are in those first 11 amos? No, it's gotta be more than that. V'chein, and also, Ziknei Yerushalayim sobevim esam esbeach v'lo v'em biyadayim. Sukkah, right? The people in the elders, the Ziknei Yerushalayim, used to walk around the Mizbeach with their lulav and esrogs. Again, walking around the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is totally not in those 11 amos. It's more west. But it's only the Ziknei Kohanim. So if you say these whole 11 amos is a limit to Rabbanan, then you could say in certain cases the Rabbanan relaxed that limit. If it's a daraisa, how could you get out of it? And one more, v'chein l'kama, we're going to have later on in Daf Chavtes. Magbi'en es ha-shulchan v'omer lem r'u. On Yantif, they used to lift up the shulchan and show the Jews and say, look at the nace that happened. Look, it's a week later. And, you know, the bread was still as fresh as it was when it was put on a week ago. So if they picked it up in the Heichal, and they were in the 11 amos of the east side, it's pretty hard to see, if it's possible to see. You have the Mizbeach in the middle, it's hard. So therefore, says the Shita Mekubetzes, it has to be that that's a Din Derabanan. A Din Derabanan, the Yisraelim usually were not allowed to go past those 11 amos. But if there was Makom Tzarech, if it was Erev Pesach, if it was Yantif and you wanted to see the menorah, if it was Sukkos, any of those cases, then they would have relaxed their limit. That's how you say it's Derabanan. That's an important Shita Mekubetzes in Os Vav on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, the Machlokas Rashi Shita Mekubetzes. How does Rashi answer up all those questions? It's a good question. We're not going to go into it now. Just to mention one other source, and that is the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Etshuva in Chelek Vav Simin 2178. The Radvaz discusses that Gemara later on. How did they see it? How did they see the Shulchan when they lifted it up? And what did they see exactly? Could you see that it's fresh? They didn't go near it. So even if they lifted it up, so I see bread. So as you see bread, you don't know if it's fresh or not. You don't know if it's soft or not. So he says, Amru mishmo shel ritva. I heard in the name of the ritva, Shahaya ola hevel mehalechem. There was steam coming out of it. And that's how they saw it was fresh. Ubazeh ha'yimakirim shu cham. But he says, v'dayin lo yodanu, I still don't know, says the Radvaz, im zeh ha'nes ha'yatidiri, was there always steam coming out of it the whole week? If a Kohen would go in there to do the ketores in the morning, would he also see steam? O dilma bizman oli regalim. Maybe dafka then, that's the only time it was needed. Ubish l'mashe yeh cham ha'yatzara ksas, k'dei she'yishanu ha'ochlim b'lechem cham, ala she'yala heve lama. Right, the nace that they had to eat fresh bread every week. Okay, fine, it stayed fresh, but did you need this nace? I'm not sure. I don't know what the Ritva meant. Va'od, and the Ritva was only 200 years before the Radvaz. Right, he was close to a Rishon. Va'od, shelo ra'isi miyamai, o lehevel mehalechem afilu kishuhu cham, avu bizman shechotchem oso. Also, I never really see, you don't see steam coming up if steam from bread until you cut it. When you cut the bread, if you have hot challah, So you don't have steam coming out of it until you start cutting it. So what that would be like a nace that's not even supposed to happen. So it was all part of the nace. The fact that there was steam when you are cutting it, and the fact that it was only steam then when it was needed. So he says, that is all the pshat of the Ritva. He says, but you know what? You might not even have to come on to that. This is what it means. When they put the new breads on and they took the old breads off, the moment they took it out. Continues and says maybe you didn't need the whole nace. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of the Radavaz now. Again, Shnei Alafim Kufay and Ches, if you want to look up the rest. That is related to the Yud Alef Amos, to the east side of the Azar. Okay, now we continue Gufa. Six lines up from the bottom. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, something that we quoted before. Today I could drink. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim Sheshachtan Behechal Ksherim. Shlamim that was shechted in the Heichal. It's Kasher Shenemar V'shachtu Pesach Ohel Moed. As we said yesterday, because it says, you Sheshachted Pesach Ohel Moed V'lo Yehei Tafel Chabar and Iker. And the tafel should be chorim min the ikker. So if you could shecht it at the Pesach Ohel Moed, surely you could be able to shecht it at the inside the Ohel Moed. As we quoted yesterday from the Dvir HaKodesh, what's the lumdus behind this line? He gave shot in Tosfos. Because if the Torah demands a certain spot because it is holy, so surely in a holier place. If the Torah demands a spot, stop because this spot, then you can't make any kosher gains, even to a holier spot. But the Torah demands this spot. But if it's mitzad that it is kadosh, so surely in a very holy place you should be able to do it. And that's how he said you have to understand whenever the Gemara quotes this principle. I want you to remember what we discussed in Mesech HaZvachim, this is my big fat Tosfos there, whether this halacha applies also to kachi kachim. Shlamim can be shechted in the Heichal. Shlamim does not need Safon. Safon can be shechted in anywhere in the Azara. So the Heichal might not be any worse than any other place in the Azara. Kache Kachin, that was a machlokas Rishonim. Whether you're allowed to shecht a chatos inside the Heichal. Because that's not Safon. So is the Heichal even holier than Safon? And so the Dvir HaKodesh says, you might say it's totally on our issue. If you say that it's a din in Kedusha, that it's a higher Kedusha, so then Heichal is more Kadosh than any of the, even more than Safon, even if you want to say Safon is a Makam Kadosh, Heichal is more Kadosh than that, so then you would say, like the Shittas say, even Chatas. But if you say, no, you don't say that, it's a din in, the reason that you need Safon is not because it's Kadosh, but that's the place that the Torah requires for Kachi Kachim, then maybe you wouldn't be able to shecht it inside. So it might be totally on our issue why you would need Safon. Either is it because it's a holier place, Safon, or something different. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlamim at least, shechted inside, is kasher. Meisve, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Minayin, how do I know? Shim Kifo, Vdikachavim, Eso Azara, that if the non-Jews are attacking Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and they surround the Azara, Shaka, and they could go into the Azara any moment and hurt Jews. Shahakonim nechnasim lahechal v'ochlin b'kachi kachi v'shari mincha. The Kohanim are allowed to go inside the Hechal and eat kachi kachim there. Wow, and eat leftover minchas, right, which is a mitzvah say daraisa also. They're allowed to go into the Hechal and eat there if they can't eat in the Azara. How do you know you're allowed to do that? Tamal lomar b'kodesh hakadashim tochalenu. In the Kodesh is a chaleta, that's an extra phrase, so you know that you're allowed to eat it even in the Heichal. The Ramban, we mentioned this a couple times in Mesech HaZvachim also, the Ramban on this pasuk right here says, Al pi pshuto, not only in the Heichal, Bekodesh HaKadoshim tochalenu. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, mamish next to the Kruvim they can eat. You don't want to leave it out over as no sir, but that's what the Ramban says. I'll read it to you, the Ramban again, at the end of Parshas, Korach, the Rabban says, Laman al kachi kachim, this is Rashi first, Liman al kachi kachim, she'inin achalam ela ba'azara, ulazichre kahuna. V'lo avinosi zeh, ki kodesh hakadashim, eino makam achilas hakabanis. How can Rashi say that's teaching me that in a regular case? Ki hakasav omer, babakom kadosh te'achel, v'chatzara al moed. V'kodesh kadashim, babakom ha'aron, l'fnim anaparoches, ve'ein sham achilu v'shesia, she'in nechlashem al kohen gadol b'yom ha'kipurim. But then he quotes, I saw in this Sifri, which is exactly our Gemara just now, right, if the Goyim surround, it's Fehemid HaMakasa B'Makamones, V'skiru ba'ema, shamar nechal ba'hechal. So he says, it must be the, what Rashi means, he's talking about Pashas Ones, v'yalderach ha'pshat, nefarish b'kodesh ha'kadashim, shetochlenu b'kedushas, he says, even kodesh kadashim, or what you could say is, on in the kedusha of kodesh kadashim, meaning be very holy. Shetei achilascha bahem bekedusha chamura. But he says one pshat of the gemara might mean even of the medrash, even kodesh kadashim. But either way, so says the gemara, says the brisa that if the goyim surround, that he could even eat it in the heichal. Says the gemara v'halama likra. But if we say that you could shech the shlamim inside the heichal because of the svara, so why don't we use that same svara here? What do you need a pasuk for? Just say lema b'chatzar o al moed yochluha v'lo yeitavel chamer meneker. You should say the svara. So why do you need a pasuk for? That's the question of the gemara. Answer: avoda de adam oved b'makam rabo. Amrinan shalo yeitaf el chamer meneker. When it comes to avoda that someone does, in the makam of his master, fine, you could say, if he doesn't do it in the lower place, he should surely be able to do it in the higher kedusha place. But achila, shein adam ochel makam rabo. But eating is something for you. So maybe you don't, maybe even if you do that at home, taima, that you shouldn't be able to do that in the place of your Rebbe. It's eating. It's not avoda. So therefore, time at the Kasav Kra. So that's why I only allow it because the Pasuk told me, Halo Kasav Kra, Lo Yeitava Chaber Mena Iker, Lo Amrinan. I wouldn't have said this principle. I could only say that principle by Avoda, by something HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do specifically, purely for him. But if it's eating, I would not say that. Period. Two Ha'aris, or at least one Ha'ara. That is, the Gemara here contrasts eating Karbanos to Avoda. We mentioned even a couple days ago in a mitzvah shir, there is a mitzvah daraisa for the kohanim to eat the kachim. For sure, both the Rambam and the Chinuch have two tiers, but it's both included. Two tiers meaning kachay kachim tier one, kachim kalim tier two. The Rambam says at the beginning of the Perek Yud in Ochel Maisa Karbanis, as well as in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Achilas Chatas V'Ha'asha Mitzvahs Asay. It's the second tier. But either way, it's the Kohanim. They get kapara. So it's interesting. It's not a kasha, but it's interesting that the Gemara contrasts avoda to achila. And it's a davar pashut that avoda can be done by Malcolm Rabba, because that's what I should tell you to do. But achila na. Achila is also mitzara kavoa. Right? It's a karban. And especially if you say it's kachay kachim, that was the machlokas, but it is referring to kachay, right? What did it say? Maseiris just says, ochlim b'kachay kachim. He says kachay kachim, shiari mincha. The first case was only about kachim kalame, but here he said, I'm eating kachay kachim. That's for sure, tier one in the mitzvah sasei. So again, it's not a kasha, but it's somewhat surprising that the Gemara contrasts that. Because Achronim say that this is really called avoda. Eating kachay kachim. The Torah Tamima. Torah, did I bring it? Yes. The Torah Tamima on Pasuk in last week's Parsha last week, what we discussed in the Sefer Mitzvahs last week, and that is Parsha Tetzaveh, he quotes on this Chazal, what l'may nafkamina kohanim ochlim mabaylim iskaprim. So the Torah Tamima says, they can eat it in their Big Day Kahuna. We know that the Rambam holds that Kohanim are only allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna b'shas avoda because the Avnet, the belt has shatnez in it. So you need Asay Dochalos Asay. So if it's Shlo b'shas avoda, they have to take off the Avnet. But when they're doing the avoda, Asay Dochalos Asay. The Ravid argues, okay, Hutra Tuchuya. But the Rambam says it's limited. Says the Torah Tamima, they're allowed to wear their begadim b'shas to eat it. They have to take it off and then eat. They have to eat the Karbanos Chatas Asham Mincha in the Azara. They could still wear their begadim. Kivan da achila hu litzarach avoda. Achrei de beloze in a bailam eskaprim. So that's why, nafkamina lamaisa. So it's called avoda. So again, our Gemara contrasts achila and avoda. Again, not a question, but that is a lacha lamaisa nafkamina. There is one other nafkamina, and this is only a havamina of a nafkamina. Fascinating. The Gemara in Erechin on Dav Dalin. The Gemara there says, in Yonah Diyom, I gotta have something related to Megillah. Hakol chayavim bekriyas a Megillah. Everybody's chayv in Megillah. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara goes through. So what's the chiddush of Kohanim? Ah, they have to even stop doing their avoda. What's the chiddush of Yisrael? Right, that's the chiddush. And then it goes through. Hakol chayavin b'this, hakol chayavin b'that. So the Gemara there says, hakol chayavin b'zimun. Everybody's got to, pashas, it sounds like bench. Not just have a sign of a rech. Pashas, bench. Kohanim levim Yisraelim. All of them have to bench. Pshita, it's pretty obvious. Why would you think Kohanim don't have to bench? Lo tzricha d'achli kachim. They're having a chata sandwich. They're having a carbon meal. Right, we're talking about benching. We'll see in a second. So you got to have having bread. Maybe mincha. There'll be koveh sudan a mincha. So, sal gedaita chamina v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem amarachmana v'ha kaparahi. And therefore, you don't have to bench. Kamash malan v'achalta v'savata amarachmana v'ha isnehu. They're getting there, having svia. And Rav Kasher and Partisav has a 25 lines. What's the havamina here? How is it that it's a bet? You have to say it's very mechudish. How can you say such a thing? But if you're eating purely l'shem shemayim, not because l'shem svia, you happen to be soveya. Maybe that's the maskana. But if you're eating totally l'shem shemayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this food, you don't have to bench. Because v'achalta v'sabata. But this is svia shel Hashem. It's not svia for you. That was the havamina. Kamash malana, you have to bench. That's the kamash malan. But what's the havamina? And the havamina is because this achilas kachim is not normal eating. It's avoda. It's avoda. It's kapara. And that's why you might not have to bench. The tortzmima has a maskana lamaisa. You could eat with the begadim. So you have one lamaskana and one havamina. But either way, I'm just pointing out that it's not a question, but it is a little surprising that we would say that the Gemara contrasts the achila to the avoda. Okay, we continue now. Itmar. Says the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line. Itmar. Bala, a couple of halachis related to karban mincha, as we have in this pesachta. Bala la chutz l'chobas azara. If you do balila, what's balila? You know, I think we mentioned on Dav Beis, how do you make a karban mincha? So first, we put a little oil into a kli. That's the first thing that goes in. Right, that's matan shemen. And then I put the flour in, the isaron, whatever it is. And then I put more oil in. Or maybe I do it, before I put more oil in, I mix it. That's balila. Right? I mix it with the oil that was in there first. And then I put more oil in, that's called yitzika. Yitzika is the adding more oil. And then by some karbanas, it depends. Do you put the rest of the oil in? Do you not? Then you put the frankincense on the side without mixing it in. But that is the avoda of a mincha. So balala is that stage after you put the flour in. You put a little oil, you put the flour in, and you mix it up. So bala chutz l'chobas azara. So balila done outside the walls of the azara. Is that okay? Does balila have to be done inside? Kmitza has to be done inside. That's the later point, when you actually do kometz. So what about balila? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira. Machlokas. Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira. Reish Lakish says, Kasher Y. Dichsi v'yatzak aleha shemen. V'nasan aleha lavona. It says, pour oil on it, and then put lavona on it. V'hadar v'heviya el b'nei Aaron HaKohanim. And then it says, bring it to the Aaron HaKohanim. V'kamatz, and they'll do kamitza. V'kamitza v'elech, mitzvah kahuna. Sounds like pre-kamitza, don't worry about it. You can do it outside, whoever wants to do it can do it. Right? Pre-kamitza. That's Rabbi Yochanan's raya, that it is, I'm sorry, Rish Lakish's raya, that is kasher. Limeid al yitzika u'balila shekshir mizar. Right, that's how you know that it's kasha bazaar, pouring the oil and mixing it. Umita kahuna lo baya, panimami lo baya. And for the fact that you don't eat kohanim, it must be that you don't have to do it inside either. They're both standards of avoda. Maybe this reflects that it's not real avoda, you don't need a kohen, and you don't have to do it inside. That is Reish Lakish. That's Reish Lakish that says kasha. One ha'aratos that says on top. Actually, no, that har is on Rabbi Yochanan. So let's continue for a second. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, pasul. If you do the balila outside, it's no good. Why? Kivon da asiyasa biklihu. Since you have to do it in a kli sharis, that already reflects a certain standard. Nehit a kahuna lo baya, pinimi abaya. I'll agree with you that a czar could do it, but he's got to do it inside the azara. Got to do it inside the azara. You don't compare those two halachas, period. Couple of points of Tosas. Number one, Tosas says, in Mikmisa Ve'elach, fifth wide line, the Gemara says, from Kemitza and on you need a Kohen, there are parts of the Avoda that are before Kemitza that also require a Kohen. Hagasha Utsnufa Nami Bai Kahuna. Hagasha and Tanufa. Hagasha is bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach, and Tanufa is waving it. Also needs kahuna. She'ein zarkar based on mizbeach, because the zark can't go close to the mizbeach. Ela hacha b'dalat avodah shem mincha ayri shematchilim mishas kemitza. The Gemara just means to say the dalat avodah shel mincha. You're right, there are other actions involved that are in one of the four avodos that a Kohen must do, but that's all the Gemara is interested in. Number one. Number two, the next Tosas. Next Tosas, what did Reish Lakish say? If you don't need a Kohen, then you can do it outside too. What about Shechita? What about Shechita? Shechita doesn't need a Kohen, and yet it's got to be done inside. V'im tomar hari Shechita de lo baya kudu baya p'nim, dechsev v'shachan es ben ha-bakar l'vnei Hashem. That was last week's parasha. K'da shiri perakal ha-psul and t'binan shi ben ha-bakar l'vnim. So Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh lo amar d'shani yasa mishum kabbalah. Maybe shechita per se does not need the azara. After all, we learned back in Zvachim, towards the beginning, right in the chafs, I think, right, if the shochet is standing outside and the animal is inside, that could be okay. Depends why kachet kalim, because it's the din of the kabbalah that has to be in, not so much shechita. Shechita really fits into the rule. Inami shekein mine damim, or don't compare minchas to Zvachim. Right, 2 days in Tosfos, whether you could compare Minchas and Zvachim in this regard. Right, how much do you say, oh, they're all Karbonis, and there's a parallel? How much do you say that, no, there's different rules, and just because you have a rule by a Mincha, doesn't mean you'd have that same rule by a Mine Damim. Okay, different points. Back to the top Tosfos for a minute, and then we'll continue. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan says, puzzle, if you do the Belila outside, but you don't even have to do Belila. So what's the Chia? Oh, you have to do it outside. So what, it's worse if you do it outside than if you don't do it at all, says Tosfos? Yes. Yes. It's worse to do it in the wrong spot than not to do it at all. Avagav de lo balak shera. Bala chutz l'chomas azara gara. It's worse. Tosfos doesn't explain. Why is it worse? So the Achronim explain. Because of the din of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira quoted all over Shatz. What is Reb Zeira? Kol haroi l'bila, ein bila ma'akeves. As long as I have the potential to mix it, Reb Zeira's context is how much flour you could bring in one cup as an adava. If you have 60 to 1, that's still mixable, and therefore you could bring that. Once you bring 61, I think it's 60 to 61, not 59 to 60. Once you have 61, that's not mixable properly with oil, so you got to bring 2. You got to bring 60 and 1. Because it's got to be mixable, even though you don't have to actually mix it. It's got to be roi labila. That's the principle by Chatzitza also. You always need the potential royal bias mayim, even though you don't need actual bias mayim. So here too, explain the Achronim on Tosfos, because as long as you do, if you don't do belila, fine. It was always royal bila. But the second that you do the wrong bila, you do it outside, that's worse, because you lost the potential. Tanya, back to the Gemara. Tanya kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan that says, if you did the belila outside, it is pasul. Bilala zar kishera. Chutz l'chobas azara psula. Says it beferish. If you do belila, zar can do belila, but he cannot do it in the azara. That is belila. What about the other avodas? We mentioned belila is not the first. What about putting the oil in the first place? So pashtus, if there's a machlokes about belila, putting the oil in the first place would be okay. That's what the pashtus one would say. Just putting the oil in the first place. Belila is a machlokes. The Chazon Ish says, the following, yitzika, putting the oil in after the belila, so that for sure, lukuli alma, everybody would agree, azar cannot do it. Because the machlokes is about the middle one. So again, remember the avodas. You put the oil in first, then you put the flour in and you mix it. That's belila. Then you pour more oil in yisika. So the middle one has a machlokes. So it makes a lot of sense to say that the previous one everybody agrees is okay with the czar. The later one everybody agrees is not okay with the czar and he's a kohen. That's how the Chazon Ish formulates it. Good. Weiter. Let's continue. Itmar. So big shaila, just to mention, could a zar do a lechatchila? Let's say the matan mayin or the belila according to Rabbi Yochanan. Some different discussion in Rishonim whether a zar could do it lechatchila or not according to Reish Lakish. Itmar Vayter mincha shechaser kodem kemitza, a mincha that became chaser before kemitza. This is the machlokas I think that we alluded to yesterday when we spoke about lechem apanim. So mincha shechaser kodem kemitza, the mincha that lost some of its shirayim before kemitza. If it lost its kemitza, there's nothing to talk about. It's definitely a problem. But what about the shirayim? So But this is before kemitza, right? Before anything was done. You still have the flour in the kli. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yavi Mitoch Beis Ovi Yemalan. Rabbi Yochanan said, no problem. Just bring more flour. Bring more flour and fill it up. Fill it up to the amount that you need, at least in Yisaron. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Yavi Mitoch Beis Ovi Yemalan. You can't. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mevi Mitoch Beis Ovi Yemalan. Kemitza Kavalei. Rabbi Yochanan says, you bring more from your house and you fill it up. Why? The kmitza is koveyaid. Rashi has a beautiful lashon. Rashi says kmitza kavala to call kama de lo kamitz lo mikre mincha. Before kmitza, it's not fully a mincha. Okay, before shchita, if you want to say the parallel, is it a full karban? Remember the language we had in Zvachim and I think in Shavuos also. Sakin moshchasan l'mashahein. The knife makes it really what it is. Shchita is also something that accomplishes, gives it a chaloshem, full karbon. So to hear, Rabbi Yochanan says, kemitza kavale, therefore before kemitza, nothing happened yet. So therefore you could add more flour. Rish Lakish Amar, lo yavi, mitoch beis ovi yemalena. No, don't. Why? Kedushas kli kavale. Because right when you put it into the kli, that itself is koveya. And therefore it's already a mincha, and once it becomes a mincha chaser, then it's pasul. You can't just add more. Eis, Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, asks his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, Chaser Halug, because Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is kosher, he says, what about this case? Chaser Halug, Im Ad Shalo Yatze Gimalanu. By Mitzora. Mitzora, as we saw yesterday, has to bring a lug of Shemen by itself. If a little bit gets lost before you pour it, you're allowed to fill it up again. So you should compare the lug and the mincha. So the Gemara answers to Yufta, you're right. This is a Beferish Mishnah. What Rabbi Yochanan is quoting is a Mishnah from Maseches Negoim. Tosfos leaves Betzarach Ian. Rish Lakish didn't know the Mishnah. Just leave Betzarach Ian. Right, we would say, oh, come on, it's Negoim. Right? But says the Tosfos, V'teimah Shlohei Yodir, Rishim and Lakish, that he didn't know the Beferish Mishnah in Negoim. Okay, but we should have the Musar from that, you know, Mishnayis should be second nature. It doesn't matter which Masechta. Negoim and Psachim should be the same to us. It's Mishnayis. We spent 5 years learning Mishnayos, right? Ben Chamish LaMikra, Ben Esa LaMishnah. But if not, we should try to push it now. Push it now. Mishnayos are the basis of everything. Okay, so Rish Lakish, what's the answer to Tosfos Kasha? That he knew the Mishnah, but he thought maybe you can't compare Mitzora and a lug of Shemen and a Mincha. Right? Who says that you could compare the two? So rather Tosfos doesn't say that. Maybe Tosfos can't fathom a difference, and therefore he just leaves it Betzarachian. But just to defend Reish Lakish, you know, you'd be able to say that. Itmar, continuing a Mishnah later on. Shirayim shechasru bekemitza lahaktara. What happens if after kemitza, what we just spoke about was before kemitza. What about if after kemitza you lose some of the shirayim? So the kemitza, the kometz is perfect, but the shirayim that the kohanim are going to be able to eat after the kemitza, some of that got lost. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Maktir Kometz Aleihem. Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem. You can still burn the Kometz. For Rish Lakish Amar Ein Maktir Kometz Aleihem. Rish Lakish says, no, if you lose some of the Shirayim, you don't burn the Kometz. So the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. What Rabbi Eliezer? We're about to quote a machlokas, similar machlokas when it comes to Zvachim. Just like this machlokas that was just by Menachas. What about Zvachim? If after you did... you did Kabbalah Saddam, before you do the Zrika, some of the meat gets ruined, gets lost, becomes tame. Same kind of thing. Before you do the Haktara of the Kometz, you lost some of the Shirayim. So too, what about a parallel by animals? So can you compare the two? So that's the question here. Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer Kulei Amal Pligi, everybody agrees, according to Rebbe Eliezer, nobody will argue what he would say. Because as we were going to see, Rebbe Eliezer holds that even if some of the meat is missing, it's kosher. So to hear, he'll say, the Shirayim, just do the Haktara. Ki pligi alei de Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlokas is going to be within Rabbi Yeshua, meaning we're going to see that Rabbi Yeshua could try to fit in according to both opinions. Titznan, because the Mishnah says, Nitmu Shiareha, Nisrifu Shiareha, Avdu Shiareha, if the Shirayim of the Mincha became Tamei or burned or lost, Kimidas Rabbi Eliezer Ksheira. If you compare it to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, by Zvachim, it's Kasher. Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Man de Pasal, the one who passels by Mincha, Kerb Yeshua, hold on, Kerb Yeshua the whole way. He says, that's my man. Umanda Machshir, because he can't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Manda Machshir, and the one who says Kasher, but he would say, I could also hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Arkan lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua Hasam Ela Delo Ishtayer. When does he say that it's possible over there by a mincha that some of it gets lost? Or all of it gets lost. Delo Ishtayer. It says, Avdu Shiyareha. Nisrafu. It all gets burned. It all gets lost. It all becomes Tameh. That's the problem where Rabbi Yeshua says it's a you're not mocked here. Aval Hecha de Ishtayer, but where only some of it gets lost. And you still have Shirayim left over. Afila Rabbi Yeshua Modele. It could be that Rabbi Yeshua would admit that it would be okay. How do you know that? The Tanya. Because the following Brisa says it. That as long as he has some left over. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Kol Azvachim Sheba Torah. Shidish Tayer Meim Kizayis Basar. O Kizayis Chalev. If you have any carbon that is left over, you have at least a Kizayis Basar to eat. Or Chalev to burn. Zorek Adam. You still could do Zrikas Adam. Kechatzi Zayis Basar. Kechatzi Zayis Chalev. But meat and fats are not mitztarif, because one is eaten by you, one is eaten by the mizbeach. But uba'ola, afilu chazizayis bacha, chazizayis chaylev, by ola, since everything is kalil, even if it's half a kazayis of each, zorek es adam, mibidei sha'ba'ola kula kalil. Because by ola, everything is burnt. We did mention, at one point in Zvachim, that there might be, even within ola, there's a formulation in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, you burn the fats and you burn the meat. He has that lashon. It doesn't just say you burn everything. So you still have, even within Ola, but generally the Gemara puts it all together, it's Kula Khalil, therefore they can be mitztarif. You ready, by the way, you already see the Raya, before continuing the Brisa, that as long as you have a Kazayis left, then it's okay. That's why Rabbi Yeshua could fit in there. Uba mincha, ava bisha kula kayemes lo yizro. And by a mincha, even if it's still there, don't do zrikas adam. So the Gemara, what? Mincha mayavidito. What does a mincha have to do with zrika? There's no zrikas by a mincha. What's that last line of the brisa? Amar of Papa, minchas nesachim. We're talking about minchas nesachim, the wine and flour libation that goes with every carbon ola and carbon shlamim. That's what we're talking about in the last line. Salkadai tachmina, meaning I might have said, ho lubahadi zevachasya, since this flour and wine goes with the carbon, ki gufe de zevachdamia, then even if there's no meat and no fat left, as long as there's wine and flour left, that's good enough to be Zorik the Dam Kamash Mulan. No. That you don't say. If you only have the mincha left, part of the carbon, then you are not Zorik the Dam. Period. What are we up to now, though? To Kasha and Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish said, Puzzle, and you're not Makrivin, and here, even if there's some left, and here it says everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, as long as there's a Kazayis left. So, Manda Pasal, what would Reish Lakish do? Uman, Reisi the Bach, Uman, de pasal eitzel mincha shechaseira ben kmitza lahaktara, the one that pasals in that case, shiny hacha would say here is different. De omar kra veheirim akohen min a mincha, meaning he would say even though Rabbi Yeshua says it misvara, but still mincha could be different. Veheirim akohen min a mincha zaskarasa vehiktir hamizbecha. So what did it say? Ha mincha. The Kohen burns the mincha. What's the heya yedia? Ha mincha ad isa lekula. Mincha yaktir, you see on the side, v'ilo lo yaktir. So Reish Lakish is a special drasha, that by mincha you have to have the whole mincha there. V'idach, what would Reish Lakish do with that hey hayidiyah? What would Reb Yochanan do with hey hayidiyah? Min ha-mincha, mincha shahayisak fire. The mincha that you started off with whole, but lav dafka, that it still has to be whole now. Period. So Reish Lakish defended himself. So what else could we say? Eitz Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. Again, Reb Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, same Gemara that came up yesterday, and I'm an Aleph, Ches I'm an Aleph. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shalo Pirka Nifras Lachma. The case we had in Machlokas Rashi Shita B'Kubetzes, whether it's talking about the bread, removing of the bread, removing of the Lavona. So let's go with the Shita B'Kubetzes shot that we said yesterday. Ad Shalo Pirka, if before you took off the Lavona, which is like the Kemitza of the Lechem Apanim, if before you took off the Lavona Nifras Lachma, the bread falls apart, and there's a problem there, either because of chaser, or like the Nesiv said yesterday, you have 13 challahs. So, if it was before taking off of the Lavona, Nifras Lachman fell apart, Halechem Pasol Ve'in Makdor Lavas HaVazichin, then the Avoda stops. Period, nothing to do. Because before you did anything, the whole thing got ruined. Ve'im Yishaparka Nifras Lachma, but if it was after you took it off, so then Halechem Pasol Makdor Lavas HaVazichin. If you took off the bazichin, you're on your way to the Mizbeach Achitzon to burn the frankincense, and then all of a sudden one of the challahs falls apart. How did it fall apart? Wasn't there a nace? Maybe it was a nace that stayed fresh. But not that there was a nace that it fell, that wouldn't lose a piece. So says the Gemara, it doesn't say that if it ever happened. Right, it might not have just been the halacha. Might not have ever happened. Right, so don't, just like the Gemara says that after the, by the lakamah panim, right, they put it on a marble table on the way in, the new ones, and going out, they put it on a golden table, because malan b'kodesh v'lo maridin. But what do you need, why they put it on the marble and the gold, so it doesn't, they didn't want it to go bad. They put it on marble, something cold, so it stayed, so it didn't become, right. What do you mean, wasn't there an ace? Gemara said, it's not going to be an ace. So these halachas might be theoretically, it might not have ever happened, nifras lachma. Okay, but anyway, but the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that if it was after you took off the Lavona, so then you still halachim pasul, you can't eat the breads, but you're makter the bazichin. So if Yom Rabbi Lazar, and we had Rabbi Lazar Shita that said, lo pirka mamish, even if you didn't actually take it off, elakiva shigia lizmanu lefarek vafa bish lo pirka. Even if you didn't take it off yet, but as long as it's time to take it off. I didn't mention yesterday, there's a Mikdash David that says, what do you mean the time to take it off? What do you have to wait for? So Rashi said yesterday, and yesterday's daf, you have to wait till 6 hours into the day, after the 6 hours. And the Mikdash David said, I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, right? Mikdash David said, it must be, I don't know where this comes from, but it must be that you need me'is la'is. You need exactly a week. And therefore, because we know they switched the breads the week before at a certain time, you can't do the bazichin till a week later. That's why. So, or else, I don't know why, where Rashi gets that from yesterday in terms of the Zman Ali Parik. But in any case, question mark. Because Rabbi Yochanan asked Beish Lakish, what do you see from here? There are breads that are left over. And if there are breads that are left over, you still mock to the bazichin. So the Gemara, so he said, Amar Leir, Beish Lakish said, no, Hamani or Beliezeri. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Say, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm not asking for Blazer Shita, I'm asking for the Tanakama. Amalei, Ana Amina Lecha Mishnah Shlema. Forget Rabbi Blazer Shita. The Tanakama says if there's anything left, you're mocked here. V'yamart li, at Rabbi Eliezer. You tell me Rabbi Eliezer? Forget Rabbi Eliezer. E Rabbi Eliezer. Because after all, if I wanted to ask you a question for Rabbi Eliezer, my Arya Nifras. Afilu Sarif Avinavi Mikshar. We just had an Amin Aleph. That Rabbi Lazar holds against Rabbi Yeshua that even if there's nothing left, you could still do it. Right? Imain Yafidu Imain Basar Yesh Dam. So Reish Lakish, problem. Ishtik. Reish Lakish did not answer. Rabbi Yochanan stumped him. Says the Gemara. Vamai Shasak. Why? He could have had a good answer. I can think of an answer. Le Malay Tzibur Shiny. Why didn't he say, don't ask me kashas from a Minchas Tzibur? Compared to a minchas yachid. Fine, a minchas yachid. I said my halacha by a minchas yachid. That's why you can't be makter it. But a minchas tzibur, lechem upon him. Just like that. Tumah hutcha b'tzibur. You have other things hutcha b'tzibur. Maybe it's different. Ho'ol v'ishtri l'tumah l'gabayu. Ishtri nami chaseiros. Just like tumah is mutter for a carbon tzibur. Maybe also for a chaser. Let's just finish, then we have an important line. Amar avada barava zoso meres. What do you see from the fact that Reish Lakish didn't say that? Hachisaron kibal mumdami. It must be chisaron is like a balmum. The ain balmum but tzibur. It's not just a way of doing the avoda like tumah or other types of dechias that carbon tzibur could allow, but a balmum, a tzibur can't bring a balmum carbon. So chaser is like a balmum. And that's why Reish Lakish did not give that answer. Period. The Rashba, right here, again in the Rashba, in the Afiz Akana, just notes, if the Havamid of the Gemara was that carbon tzibur should be allowed even by Chaser, did I miss something? Right, if the Havamid was that a carbon tzibur should be allowed even if it's Chaser, so why aren't you makter it even before you do the removal of the bazichin? What did the Braisa say? If the problem happened before you took off the bazichin, then for sure you can't be makter it. If it's after you took off the bazichin, then you can, because you don't eat the bread, but you're makter. But what do you mean? We're saying carbon tzibur allows everything, so that even before you took off the bazichin, says the Rashba, you know what you see from here? And if this is the real Rashba, like we're assuming, it's a very important yesod. Maybe the lechem haponim only gets its status as a carbon tzibur once you start doing the avot of the lechem haponim. Once you take off the bazichin. Before you take off the bazichin, it's still called a carbon yachid. Or maybe it's in limbo. It doesn't have the status of a carbon sibur yet. That's his suggestion, and that's why it's only after we would, my thing just fell out here, so let me just, to find it. He says maybe it doesn't get the status until later. Ve'im tomar. No, that's Amar Aleph. Here we go. V'shema yishlomar, de taima, de kodim, de pirka nifras, de eno makti, de bazichin, havi mishum de akati lav carbon sibur mikri. Mishum de kol zmanchelo hischil lasos bo shum avoda, lo mikri carbon sibur. To halonis kadish bavoda. I guess putting it on the shulchan is not good enough. Avo misha pirka, de havi kekemitza, de mincha, Just like we said before, kemitza gives it the chaloshe mincha, so maybe this kemitza, the removal of the bazichin, gives it its chaloshe lechem apanim. This chalasa b'davodos, that's what it's called, kabet tzibur, so that was the only half amina. Okay, very good. Let's continue. Two dots. Yosir Rav Papa, v'kamer lo hashmaitza. Rav Papa said over this sugya, this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and that Reish Lakish was stumped. Amar le Rav Yosef Bar Shami, Rav Papa, milo askin and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, b'milchas ha'omer, t'tzibur hu pligi. I don't understand. Their whole discussion is about Minchas ha'omer. And you see that they're still arguing about Minchas ha'omer. So therefore, I don't understand why he wouldn't have said it. Right, that's what Rashi says in the Milo Askinan. You see right across from where we're in Rashi. Plukta de la'el. Dechinami kam Reish Lakish. Ein makter in komas le'im b'nechas sibur nami omar. So have a meaner. Reish Lakish says it. That even by a carbon sibur you wouldn't be able to do it. Because he's talking before. He spoke about the Omer. So therefore, when Rav Papa said this over, Rav Yosef says, I don't understand what the suggestion was. For sure, he holds his shita that it can't be even by a carbon sibur. Period. Amr Rav Malkio, we have two Bryces. Rav Malkio says, many times when the Gemara has Rav Malkio, it quotes all six. These are the three Rav Malkios, and these are the three Rav Malkios. It doesn't say it here. I was waiting for it, but it didn't say it here. Amr Rav Malkio, at least didn't say it yet, where I got up to. Amr Rav Malkio, Tana Chada, Misalta, it says it from, by Mincha, from its flower, Shem Chasra, Kol Shehu Psula. You have to take from its flower. If you're missing any, it's pasul. Mi shamna, shim chasra, kol shu pasul. One brisa seems to say, if there's anything lacking, it's a problem. Vitanya idach. And another brisa says, vahano seres min ha-mincha. If anything is missing from the mincha, prat le-mincha shechasei rahi. Excluding a mincha that's lacking something, right? It has to be missing. V'chashachasar komsa. Or if it's missing from its komets. V'shlo hikter milavarasa klom. Or if it's missing some of its lavona. Trey kri b'chaseiras lamali. So the Gemara says, what do you need two different brises, two different psukim to tell me that if a mincha is missing anything, it's pasul? Chaz l'mincha shachaseira kodim kemitza. One, to teach me if it's missing before kemitza. V'chaz l'shirayim shachasar b'kemitza l'haktara. Right, to tell me if it's chaser in either of those stages is a problem. But what do you see? It's two brises that support Reish Lakish. V'tziyufta de Rabbi Yochanan b'tshravayu. It's a problem. These two brises seem to say if there's anything missing, so then it's possible. The Gemara answers lo. Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the two as follows. Chad l'mincha shechasera kodem kemitza. That's number one. Like we said, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. De'i maybe be beso v'yamalena in v'ilolo. Rabbi Yochanan would allow you to bring for more from home. But if not, then it remains pasul, because it's before everything started. V'chad l'shirayim shechasru bein kemitza l'haktara. And the other one is to tell me that's the shirayim that were nechzar between kemitza and haktara. D'avagav demakter komitza lehen osin shirayim asur on l'achila. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Not that you don't do the haktara. That you do the haktara. But the chiddush is that you don't eat, which Rabbi Yochanan agrees to. You don't eat the shirayim. D'ibaylu, because we had a shayla about it. L'divri ha'omer shirayim shechatzer b'kemitza l'haktara. Makter komitz aleihen. According to the one that you continue the avoda. Rabbi Yochanan. Osed shirayim mahin b'achila. What's the halacha with the shirayim? Omer z'iri amakrova hanoseres. V'lo hanoseres min hanoseres. You're only allowed to eat what's left over, and not what's left over from what's left over. So all the shirayim are left over. If you lose from there, so that is a problem, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan would hold. Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Zairi, that even though you're maktir the komets, but you're not allowed to eat the shirayim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai Amar, meha mincha, mincha shahaysa kfar. From the mincha, it has to be a mincha that was there already, and that is why you would be able, according to Rabbi Yanai, you'd be able to eat the shirayim even if it's missing something in between. Might be the longest question. Do you say that the two parts, the burning of the kemitza and the eating the shirayim, do they automatically go together? Do we say that once you allow the kemitza to be burned, then you're saying automatically that it's an okay mincha and you're allowed to eat the shirayim, or not? Are those two connected? That's the machlokas between the Zairi and Rabbi Yanai. Vayter a little more. Kamas b'smol b'cholu, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if I do kemitza with my left hand, Mino animili. There's just one part of I gotta say. That's why I have to go further. Mino animili. Amar Reb Zeira. I got a new sefer this week, so I have to mention it. Amar Reb Zeira. Amar Kra. Vayakrev es hamincha. Vayimalei chapo mimena. Says that you bring the mincha close, and he fills up his kaf with it. Kaf ze eini yodei mahu. Which kaf are we talking about? A person has two palms. Kshu omer v'loka chakoi miloka shemen. V'yatzak al kaf hakohen asmalis. Because it says specifically by Mitzora that he uses the left calf, Kan smallest by the mitzvah, it must be the left one. Hakamakam shenemar kaf inu el yamin. So it must be anywhere else it says kaf, it means the right one. So where it says, how can you learn anything from the kaf by mitzvah? That's teaching me lugufe, that you pour it into the left hand, the left kaf by the mitzvah. No, smallest achrinixiv. It says kaf twice. It says smallest twice there. The ema ein mirach amira larabos. Maybe it says it twice, larabos, to include that any time you want, you can use your left. Smallest achrinixiv. There's a third smallest. Kan smallest vein acher smallest. You're right, the first two can knock each other out, but the third one says this can use, you can use the left hand and not anywhere else. The ema adaraba, ma kan smallest, apa amanami smallest. Maybe it's coming to teach me here, and who had everywhere else. Our ba smallest ksivi. Really, there are four smallios in that parsha. Trei da'ani, v'trei ba'ashir. Two by an ani, two by an ashir. Rashi goes through right here. I'll leave that for Jason to do tomorrow. Rashi goes through how each smallest, what each one teaches me in terms of, it's just one line in Rashi. One is lagufe. I'll just say it quickly if you want. One is lagufe. One is to be maga. I want you to start in the middle. No? But, okay, you can take it over. I just mentioned the Margolius Ashas. I was in a Sfarim store this week, and we've had Margolius Ashas on different Masechtas. Right? It's a compilation of Chassidish of Arts related to Agadita. It says one volume on Zvachin, Menachas, and Chulin. That tells you how much Agadita there is in these Masechtas. But one volume on all three. I think there's one whole volume on Brachas. So in the he quotes here just a one-liner on from the Imre Emes, Ein mira chamira l'rabos. The more we're memaid ourselves, the more we're marbe ourselves. Ein miyad achar miyat. If we're mamayit and mamayit, then we're marbe. Lo fisha kol ha'adam mamayit as atzmo, harezu misrabe. Or he says, kol ha'marbe b'kvot shamayim, u'mamayit b'kvot atzmo, misrabe. Miyad achar miyat is l'rabos. It applies that he says he has a few of them, but one more, he says, miyad achar miyat in nechasim, we're marbe a life of shalva, less da'aga. Marbe nechasim, marbe da'aga. So less nechasim, so then there's marbe da'aga. That's mir achar miyit, is only l'rabos. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beth Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a Beth Hashem next week. I'm going to try. Again, Sunday, Monday will be challenging. But Beth Hashem, I hope for sure Sunday morning. I think it's 6:30 we're going to do it. 6:45 before davening. Monday is more of a question. Shiloh, of when I could prepare it. But let's assume Sunday, Beth Hashem, if I can just try to do that today. But Monday, we'll try to figure out.